family? The staff at Green Law Firm is here to help you create a legacy you'll be proud of. The best time to plan for the future is now. Whether it's a straightforward will, power of attorney, family trust, or another option, David Green is here to guide you in choosing the right path for you and your loved ones. Call today 864-271-7940 or visit greenlaw.legal so he can start planning your family's legacy together.
Don't miss out on the action. Arthrex is hiring. They develop innovative technologies to treat orthopedic sports injuries around the world and right here in your community. Learn new skills in a clean, high-tech manufacturing environment with many exciting benefits and campus amenities, including free lunch, free medical care, a new child care center, sports fields and wellness programs, paid parental leave, a transportation stipend, and much more. Check out careers.arthrex.com. That's careers.arthrex.com.
We're here with Eric Snyder, Snyder Tree Care. Boy, you guys have a great staff, and guys have been with you a long time.
We're really well staffed. We have a team. It's not just one guy with a truck and a chainsaw. We have a team of people that are willing to come out, help you. And if you hire Schneider Tree, you're going to have an arborist assigned to you that's going to know your property, that's going to have time to walk your property and answer all your questions. You can find us on the web at SchneiderTree.com.
Leave it to Schneider Tree Care.
Walt Deptula Road Rage. We are back. Several things have happened in the last few minutes from a news standpoint. I'm going to go in order of importance to this area. And the first is Clemson lands Old Dominion safety Jerome Carter. Why is this one particularly interesting, Ramona? Do you have any idea?
No, I do not, Walt.
You should. If you're here for the show, you should.
Yeah, but because that doesn't mean I retain something. What is it? Why? What is it?
And you Twitter people can find this on Twitter like 2 weeks ago, because 2 weeks ago I singled out Jerome Carter as a guy I like for Clemson. The safety from Old Dominion, he's a ball hawk. I believe he had six picks this year. I mentioned him yesterday as well, that I was hopeful that Clemson could get Old Dominion safety Jerome Carter. He's a long, athletic safety. He is always around the football. I thought he was terrific for ODU this year. I think that's a big pickup for Clemson. I will say this. The three Clemson pickups thus far are all really good players and all really good pickups. So Tom Allen is making his stamp on this defense, and this is all good news for Clemson football. All really good news. Again, it's still a long way to go. I mean, you got to keep going. This is just getting started. But these are the exact kind of players that Clemson needs, without question. All three guys dramatically helped this defense. So I think that's a big get for Clemson. Like I said, I singled him out 2 weeks ago on Twitter. You can find it. I mean, some of you people can go back and find anything. But I singled Jerome Carter out like 2 weeks ago on Twitter. I don't even remember what I wrote. I just wrote, I really like ODU safety Jerome Carter. And he's just entered the transfer portal. I probably just wrote something like that. I mean, I don't know specifically because it was like 2 weeks ago. But yesterday I doubled down on that and said, you know, because he was a guy on Clemson's list, on a list that I had seen posted by William Cockerell. And so I mentioned yesterday that he's a guy I would love to see Clemson get. Well, Clemson got him. So really big news on that front. That's a great addition. So a secondary that needs a total remake, basically, other than Ashton Hampton, needs a total remake. and you're on the way to doing it. You know, so you've got two key pieces. You're going to need more. I mean, Clemson's not done addressing the secondary needs. You probably need two more guys, another corner, another safety. Probably, maybe you need more than that. But I think if you got another corner, another safety, I think you'd feel a lot better. So, really good get. Three really good gets thus far for Tom Allen and Clemson football. And it's good to see. It's good to see. I think this is going to make people really happy. So, yep. All right, Ramona. And the other big piece of news is that Texas are writing me that Monken was probably available now because allegedly John Harbaugh has gotten fired. And I'm having a little bit of trouble with my – well, let's see. Maybe I'm back in business here, Ramona. Maybe I'm not. How did I do that? I have no idea.
Come on.
I have no idea. I don't know what's going on with the two computer screens right now. Yeah. I have no idea.
If you go down to the very bottom and touch you're no the help. Bottom,
go stuff some
up.
More white chocolate down your throat.
It all comes up and you click on it.
It goes, do what?
Did the bottom row disappear? Go
yes.
all the way to the bottom with your mouse.
Yeah.
And the row will appear.
Okay, it's not. That's
and
not.
Then you click on it.
Okay, that's none of that's happening.
You'll get it. Yeah, none, you'll say it yeah, wasn't
none,
that,
none
but it'll be
yeah,
that.
None of that. None of that is yeah. happening. It's just, yeah. That's fake news. Okay.
Fake news.
Fake news.
So the year changed, but the technology knowledge did
still
not.
Still fake news. It's still fake news.
Okay.
There's a defensive tackle got to be addressed. Look, there's time. I mean, there's. I think Clemson's off to a great start in major areas of concern. So it's a great start. There's no question about that. I just did it again, Ramon. I don't know what I had it back for a second. Now now I've made it vanish again. It's the great disappearing act. I have no idea. All right, let's get to, So the other news is that, like I said, it's the John Harbaugh out with the Ravens. I think there's a lot of speculation about this, sort of the tank job at the end of the year. The Ravens...
Oh, he did that on purpose?
No. The Ravens have been sort of flatlining. Obviously, it didn't help not to have a healthy Lamar Jackson. Look, there were a lot of expectations for the Ravens this year. The Ravens were supposed to be like a Super Bowl favorite. They built up their roster. They were supposed to have it all. It all went terribly wrong, really right from the beginning this year for John Harbaugh. So the National Football League apparently is going to fire everybody, and I don't know who's taking these gigs. I mean, it's just the recycled old boys network in the National Football League, and there are already a ton of dismissals, and there are going to be many more. It just seems like we're headed in that direction. I don't know. Big news. Ramona actually thought it was Jim when she first saw a text to say
I did.
Harbaugh.
I got confused. He just went to the NFL and got fired already.
The Harbaugh family, very imaginative, you know. Brother Jim, brother John.
I know. They were tired.
They were tired.
She's like, all this labor. Let's just call him Jim.
So what are we going to name him, honey? I don't know. How about Harold? No Harold. Jim. Jim's a nice solid
Jim
name.
Jim and John.
John. Jim and John. Yeah. You know, that's what they are. Except that Jim is a kook.
Actually, that's what I asked you.
The whole family's a little kooky. Started with the dad, and really, you know, they're all just a little off. Yeah. Off. Yeah, they're just off. They're not quite right. You know, they're not. All right. So some more big news from a Clemson recruiting standpoint. That's a big get, and the positives are really starting to happen, with some degree of speed too. So that's very good news from Clemson football standpoint. Very good news. Three good players thus far. Three very good players. Three guys who are going to start and help this football team. All three starters. Three starters right there on defense. On a defense that needs to be remade. Really good start. All right, Ramona, where did we leave off?
We just did Utah and Nebraska. So we're at Miami and Ohio State.
Miami and Ohio State. And
Ohio State is 9.5.
And what was the deal here?
I took Miami 9-3.
Oh, look at this. Look at this, Ramona. John wrote this 12 minutes ago. Tip to his rage. I'm from South Carolina, but once I went in the Army and was in Germany, I learned how to eat a hot dog properly. Mustard and sauerkraut. Well, you forgot one extremely important item, an ice cold beer in a frosty mug. That's a fact, John. That is a fact, John. That's 100% a fact. You have completed the perfect meal, John. An ice cold mug of beer, the foam, the froth coming over the top he's got pictured here, Ramona, like six hot dogs with sauerkraut and mustard.
Oh, yeah.
That's it right there. That's it. That's 100%, John. You are all over it. You're 100%. The only thing I would change, John, is I'd make the beer dark. But other than that, I'm
You couldn't just give it to him.
No, he was so close.
He was
so close, Ramona, to the perfect meal. But the beer's got to be dark. The beer's got to be dark. So find me a mug of that dark beer, John. I don't really care which dark beer. I'll take any of them. The Germans have a lot of great dark beers. Great dark beers. You know, Ramona, I've been up to this German restaurant in Flat Rock, which is still there. They had to shut down for a while. There was a problem with the flooding up there. But they're back in business, and they have great food. But they also have a great selection of German beer, and they have lots of dark beer. You know what the best part was, Ramona?
What?
I don't know if I'm supposed to say this or not.
What? Well, then do I need to say no? Wait till the break and tell me
when I left, I asked him if I could buy this beer from him to take with me.
Yeah.
And they sold me a bunch of it.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I guess it's okay.
What's so bad about that?
I don't know.
It's
their beer.
If they want to sell it to you, they can, right?
I don't know. I don't know what the rules are in terms of that. I mean, I brought like a couple cases home.
From the restaurant in Flat Rock?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's not like you went to Germany and smuggled it back on the airplane. You went to a restaurant. You spoke to the owner, manager, I'm guessing.
No, I did that with Coors when I was a kid. That was just like the movie. Yeah, and now
sure. Okay. I mean, if they give it to you, that's fine.
Yeah. Well, I did. Yeah. So yeah. That's it, John. You're all over it, John. Just gonna change that beer to dark beer. But that's it, 100%, John. You're 100%. John is 100% all over it.
I want to see the picture.
Thank
which,
you for your service.
Which one?
I retweeted it.
It's X. Okay. Let me find it.
Yeah.
Wait. No, we're not finished with these games. I ain't going away from the games. So I don't know how I keep.
Yeah, I know. You talk to me about my computer skills, and then you're the one.
No, I just have multiple emails that say games.
Right. So. Okay. All right. So let's go.
Okay. The next one is Miami and Ohio State. Ohio State's 9.5.
We had to talk about this portal a little bit too, and what's going on in the portal, because I want to get into that. Some of the things, like for example, Austin Simmons is now at Missouri. I think that's a great get. I think it's a great get for Missouri.
Oh. So this...
Grunkemeyer...
Just to check...
Grunkemeyer is going to Virginia Tech. I think that's a steal for Virginia Tech. I think he's a talent. I like the Kindles move. I like the Kindles move and going to Louisville. Louisville also was able to keep Isaac Brown, which there was a lot of expectation that Brown was going to go to Texas. So I think Louisville has already done really well for themselves, and they were able to maintain Brown, and they landed Kindles, who's a definite upgrade over crappy Miller Moss. Now, what were you saying?
I just wanted to check something. You're saying this picture is on your Twitter account?
Yes, Twitter.
Okay, so you're able to look at your Twitter account. Okay, just check.
Could you explain what that all meant?
Because you said that you can't get to this and you can't get to that.
I'm on that. I know. I'm on that already. I'm on that already, Sherlock.
All right. I picked Ohio State. Obviously, they lost because I didn't see them on those two games that I picked when I made the picks.
I picked Miami not just to cover but to win, and that happened.
Yeah.
So the Canes rolling on. So what was the breakdown in that deal?
9-3 Miami.
See, that surprised me. That surprised me. You know,
now, I don't know why I picked Ohio State.
Me neither. You know, I don't know why you or the other two picked Ohio State.
Yeah.
I just think it was a lot of points. And even if Ohio State had won, I just don't think they were going to cover that number ever. So against Miami, because they're so physical at the point of attack. So who were the three people who took Ohio State?
Me, Nick, and Faxon.
Okay. All right.
The next one is Texas Tech and Oregon. Oregon's 2.5-point favorite.
Yeah.
And I took Oregon. I got that one right,
you
didn't
did. I? And I got it wrong. Okay. I got it wrong. This is one of the games I got wrong in this section. And what was the – I would guess the breakdown was like 6-6 on this. What was the breakdown?
It was 9-3 Texas Tech.
Really?
Yeah.
9-3 Texas Tech. How about that? Okay. All right. What's after that?
The next one's Alabama and Indiana. Now, is Indiana this kid that won the Heisman?
Yes.
Okay. Indiana was a 7-point favorite. Now they won because they're on the last two games.
By a million.
Did they really?
By a million.
Oh, good.
They just totally embarrassed Alabama. We don't even, in fact, when they embarrassed them so much that there's not been any Alabama person seen or heard from since.
They haven't called.
No, they're completely.
You're right about
completely
that.
Completely underground.
You're right. They bunkered.
Yeah, at least a few of the Georgia people came in, despite some of the ridiculous things they said.
I didn't think about that, but you're right.
Alabama Paul.
Yeah. I don't even know. He's beside himself.
Yeah, he's not. He doesn't go by Alabama Paul anymore. He goes by Auburn Paul.
I don't know if he'd do that. He might call you. And tell
he
you
goes by Auburn Paul now. He's changed sides.
Isn't that the arch rival of Alabama?
Yeah, it is.
Auburn?
Yeah, they've you talk about a fan base that's just going completely under Ramona. We have not seen or heard from them since.
Right, I didn't think about it until you said that.
Yeah, I hadn't even thought about it. So yeah, so we have Indiana and Alabama, and what was the breakdown here?
Mostly Indiana, 9-3.
Yeah, it should have been 12-0. This was an obvious game. Alabama sucked. Alabama could not stop. Alabama hasn't run the ball all year. There was no way they were going to run it on Indiana. And you had a banged-up quarterback in Simpson, and there was no way he was going to get healthy against Indiana. He didn't complete the game. Indiana just light years better than Alabama, and they just wiped the field with them. What was the score of that game? 38-7? It could have been worse. It should have been 45. They dropped a pick six interception. Or was it 38-0? I don't even know. I don't remember. It was just such a Tap City blowout.
You mean the final? Oh, I have to look this up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Indiana destroyed them. Was it 38-0? Was it 38-7? 38, what was it? 38-10?
38-3.
It was all right. 38-3. And honestly, again, it should have been 45-3. Indiana dropped a pick six interception. It would have made it 45-3. So, yeah.
Dang, that's embarrassing.
Yeah, just a complete. Yeah, remember.
Indiana's a basketball school. And it even says Hoosiers on there. Oh, that's embarrassing, Alabama. No wonder they didn't come back to talk
Ramona
to you.
Ramona rubbing it in.
It says Indiana Hoosiers.
Yep, that's their name.
Wow.
Ramona rubbing it in to the Bama people who have just completely disappeared. It's like the whole statesman wiped off the mat. It's like there's no more Alabama. There's no more Alabama. There's no more Alabama on the map at all. Can't even find it on a globe. Alabama gone. State gone. Completely gone.
Oh, no.
Yep. No more flagpole breeding. Walt tipped to a road rage. Quick break. We'll be back.
William Nichols from Scores Jewelers. You know, I'm very fortunate to work in an industry that's almost entirely focused on celebrating life's good times and milestones, like the anniversary highlighting 5, 10, 15 years or more spent with your best friend, birthdays and Christmases, and maybe the biggest day of all, the marriage of two people. Her engagement ring is more than just a diamond and a piece of gold. On the day it's given as a gift, it becomes a meaningful symbol marking the start of your new life together. In a few years, you won't remember the price tag on her engagement ring, but you will remember that look on her face when you open the box. That moment of sheer joy and excitement that says so many things to her that you could never express in words. This is the true value of a ring. The reason these things are handed down from one generation to the next. She's the one. Show her with the ring from Scores Jewelers. We'll help you find or make the perfect ring that says everything you want to say the moment you open the box for her. I'm William Nichols of Scores Jewelers in Anderson and online at scoresdiamondjewelers.com, and I want to be your jeweler.
Get ready to relive one of the greatest moments in music history. On January 10th, the Walhalla Performing Arts Center presents Randomonium, a tribute to the 1985 Live Aid Festival. This South Carolina-based variety band is famous for its incredible range, covering generations of music, genres, and moods. From iconic classics to unforgettable anthems, Randomonium brings the energy and excitement of Live Aid back to life in one spectacular night. Don't miss this epic performance. Get your tickets now at WalhallaPAC.com.
Don't let your basement become a wet and moldy nightmare. It's a valuable space in your home and it should be treated that way. We understand that a dry basement is a healthy basement. Our experts have the technology to keep your basement dry and mold free. All of our services come with a transferable warranty and the financing is available. Call Canty today, 864-641-0176, or visit CantyCanFixIt.com.
I'm Ryan Beasley. My office works with clients in all areas of state and federal criminal defense to include pre-arrest investigations, white-collar defense, as well as student conduct issues at colleges and universities. Our team works in courts across the state to include city court, magistrate court, state court, and federal court. Our responsive and proactive approach in all cases is relationship-driven, client-centric, and resolution-focused. We look forward to the opportunity to work with you. Please give us a call at 864-679-7777 or find us on the web at www.ryanbeasleylaw.com.
Looking for expert tree care in the upstate? Call Franklin Tree Service, your trusted partner for quality tree work and more. Whether it's tree removal, trimming, stump grinding, or storm damage cleanup, Franklin Tree Service has you covered. Their certified team is committed to making your yard safe and beautiful. And as a proud, longtime partner of the Roar, you know Franklin Tree Service is a name you can trust in the upstate. Affordable, reliable, and fully insured. Call Franklin Tree Service today at 864-947-9065. When you shop for the holidays with AMPM Farms Butchery and Market, you're supporting real folks who care about what ends up on your plate. AMPM Farms Butchery and Market brings together the best of the Carolinas with a farm-to-table spirit, offering fresh, restaurant-quality cuts you'll feel proud to serve. Around here, good food starts with good people. Raised right, prepared right, and shared with love. Good food, good neighbors, great holidays. AMPM Farms Butchery and Market, your local farm-to-table butcher.
The college football playoff isn't over. Not yet. That epic run, that wild dream, not over till the clock hits zero. Till the stadium shakes. Till the wild things are let loose. Till the trophy is lifted and the confetti falls. This is the national championship. When it's over, you'll feel it. This is the wild world of college football. The CFP National Championship, Monday, January 19th at 7:30 p.m. Eastern on ESPN and the ESPN app.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The Upstate's home for the best coverage of the NFL Draft and the top 100 players is right here on The Roar on Road Rage with Walt Deptula, weekdays from 3 to 7 p.m., where every day is game day.
Some people call me the space cowboy. Yeah. Some call me the gangster of love. Some people call me Maurice. Cause I speak of the pompousness of love. People talk about me.
Walt Deptula, Road Rage, we are back. Steve Miller did not die. We're just playing Steve Miller tonight. Honestly,
did somebody ask that?
No, I just decided to volunteer. But every time I say something like that, then I have to wonder, oh, wait, is he alive or dead?
Did and he die since we got the song?
Yeah, I don't know. I have no idea. I'm not wondering whether he died during the show. I hope not.
No, since they're in the system, when we put him in the system a long time ago.
What I want to know right now is he living or dead?
Steve Miller.
Yeah.
I'll have to look it
up. Yeah, look up Steve Miller. Now, is that going to cause you to lose the page of the games again? As you've lost like 14 times already? You think I'm having trouble with the computer as to which is...
He is not dead. He's 82.
Okay.
Okay, so he is alive.
Oh, good.
All right. Okay. And here's the page back with the
We don't want to be tempted fate at 82. We don't want to be tempted fate.
No, we don't.
Man, hey, let me tell you about Underdog. Football playoffs are here, and Underdog is the best place to get in on all the gridiron action. We have NFL playoffs tomorrow. We have NFL playoffs because you can make picks and win money right now in South Carolina. Yes, you not only have the college football playoff, you have the NFL playoff. There's all sorts of opportunity to make enormous change on Underdog. You'll thank me later. Playing on Underdog is easy. Just picking your favorite player will go higher or lower on stats like touchdowns, rushing yards, receptions, and more. Get them right. You can win up to 5,000 times your cash. It's Underdog. Trust me. Get in. The NFL playoffs are here. So many options. So many opportunities in the NFL playoffs. Let's go. I can't wait. I mean, I can't wait to start checking out all the Underdog numbers. I will, of course, be in on everything. As you know, I will be in on the two college football semifinal games. I will be in on every NFL playoff game. Every NFL playoff game on Underdog, I will be all over. And, of course, there are boost opportunities and everything else. And then for you newbies, I don't know what you've been waiting for, but download the app today. Use promo code ROADRAGE, all capital letters, to score a $75 bonus entry when you play your first $5. That's promo code ROADRAGE. Go play $5. You get $75 bonus play, and then you get in, you get boosts and things like that. It's unbelievable. Underdog, make picks, win money. Must be 18+, present in South Carolina. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/play and get terms. _DFS_.html for details. Consider the play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. You'll 100% thank me later. All right, let me get to Butch. Butch, how are you, Butch? Good to have you.
Fine, sir. How you doing
today? Good, Butch. Welcome back.
Hey, thanks. Well, man, did you catch the beatdown that Seton Hall took over the weekend by UConn girls?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, anyone who plays UConn is going to take a beat down. There's no way. No one has any chance.
Yeah, my Army buddy actually went to that game.
Hey, how about this? Did you see this, Ramona? How about this? Texas Tech, who's unbeaten in women's basketball, get this. I don't know how many people have seen this. They're adding a foreign player to their roster. Again, this is the nonsense that's going on in men's basketball. All right. We were talking about that. Texas Tech is adding a foreign player to their roster. No, I don't think this girl is European. Just a guess. Get this, Ramona. She's 7'1".
This is a woman.
A woman. Texas Tech is adding a female player, a foreign female player to their roster who is 7'1".
Wow.
She's never played organized basketball in high school or college or anything. She doesn't have to. She's 7'1" in a woman playing basketball. And I don't
stands on her tiptoe, put it in the rim.
Yeah.
Put it in the goal.
I've never seen her play. I have no idea. But first of all, it ought to be illegal. It's what's going on in men's basketball right now. It's just nonsense. But they're gonna midseason. They're gonna add this 7'1" chick to their lineup. By the way, if you're wondering, yes, 7'1" is the tallest female player in history.
Yeah, I did not know that, but I figured it had to be. Yeah. I mean, I've never heard of.
I think that other girl can beat her though.
You bet.
What's
what?
What's her name? Aldi?
Who?
Are you talking about for UConn women?
No. The other woman. Aldi. Is that her name? Aldi. That's her first name?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, never mind.
I know of Aldi's on Woodruff Road.
Yeah, 7-1.
Sorry.
7-1, Texas Tech.
Got another question. Well, how's the Gamecocks looking as far as in the portal on their line?
Yeah, it's funny. I was just thinking that. I don't know. I got to check the update, Butch, because honestly, it changes every 2 minutes, and I haven't seen anything of late. So I'll check an update during the break.
Yeah, man. Because you know, if they don't spend one dime, they better spend it all on the O line.
Yeah, you got to fix the O line.
They got tools around them. Yeah. They got to have that O line.
You got Sellers back. You got Harbor back. So you have to be able to block it up.
Yep. You got tools. Now let's get to work.
Yep. I think that's 100% right.
Hey, thanks, Walt,
yep,
man.
Thank you, Butch.
Appreciate
thank you. 7-1, right. Ramona. 7-1 woman. You suppose she has trouble finding dates?
Well, yeah, unless she goes and hangs out with the men basketball players, maybe.
Well, here's the general rule, Ramona. We males don't like the women to be taller than us.
Oh, I know you. I know. There's not very how many.
Yeah.
That's true.
7-1, that would then limit her subset greatly.
It would. She probably wants to go back. Where is she from?
I honestly don't know where she's from. I don't remember seeing where she was from. I don't think she's from Europe. I don't know where she's from. But she's 7'1", and she's...
No, she's never played organized basketball.
Right,
just grabbed her because of her height.
That's what it said. Let me just check, because I'm pretty sure they're unbeaten. And
would that be a ringer? Isn't that what you call a ringer?
Yeah, I would guess so. Yeah. Let me see what it says. I bumped into this the other day. Okay. From the Washington Post, she's 7'1" and could be the tallest women's college hoop player ever. I think you can get rid of the could be. I've done this a long time. I don't know of anyone bigger. Yeah, she's from Nigeria. The Red Raiders added 7'1" center Stephanie Okechukwu from, oh, forget it. From
I moved on.
From Umaniyochi.
As soon as you started to try to pronounce her name,
Umaniyochi, Nigeria. She will be the tallest player in the history of the women's college game when she takes the court. I'll probably change the way I said it now. What did I say a second ago? Okechukwu is on campus and awaiting the NCAA's determination of her eligibility. She's never played collegiate or professional basketball. Coach Krista Gerlich said she signed in October, according to the Lubbock Avalanche Journal. Whoa. That is a big woman. There's a picture over here, Ramona. She's standing next to another player. I mean, this is a big woman with big facial features because she's, you know, 7'1". She's worth the time, effort, and teamwork that it took getting her here in English. Gerlich said in a news release, she brings an element to our team that's an instant impact. You think? What do you think that element is, Rona? Her ability to protect the rim and alter shots will be unique to one. Yeah, no kidding. She has great hands and touch around the basket and clearly will provide a big inside target at the rim, you think? So, look, if she has great hands and touch, look, this could be a difference maker. It really could. This team is like 16-0 or something. They're like, I think they're like 17th in the country or something. I believe they're unbeaten. Whatever they are. I think they're 16-0, whatever they are. But they're unbeaten. So they're going to add a 7-foot-1 player, not only for her ability to impact and protect the rim and alter shots, but says she has great hands and touch around the basket. It will certainly provide a big inside target at the rim. You think she'll provide a big inside target? I'm sorry, who in the women's game is going to be able to defend that? If this woman can move at all, okay, if she can move it off.
Yeah, just because she's tall doesn't mean
listen to what's being said about her.
And yeah, but she's, like he said, she's like right there next to
the
rim.
Right, but when you talk about having great hands, that's a problem for opponents. That means they can just throw it up in the air to her, and she's always going to catch it. That's what great
hands. It's like cuckoo's nest.
Great hands is really important for a big. And again, this chick is 7'1". This chick isn't a big. This chick is the big. This chick is the big. 7'1". 7'1". And she's not thin either. Look at her shoe size. How is anybody going to defend her? This team is already unbeaten. you know, Connecticut seems like a certainty, but who knows with this chick playing? I mean, honestly, how do you guard her? I mean, Connecticut's biggest player is 6'5". How do you guard someone who's 7'1"? If she can play, and again, according to this, she can play. I've never seen her play. This says she did play high school basketball. That's not what I read earlier. This says she played high school basketball. I mean, are you kidding me, Ramona? This one I better be really careful with, Ramona, because there are a lot of F's, U's, C's, U's.
What, in her name?
No.
What?
As I was reading... As I was saying it, Ramona, I realized, oh, I've got to rearrange these letters as I say it.
Careful.
But no, this is someplace in Japan. She played in Japan. She played in someplace with 20 different letters in Japan with a bunch of F's, U's, K's, C's, H's.
They added that. They said, people are questioning whether she played or not.
She speaks.
Put a name up there that nobody can pronounce.
Yeah, and she speaks English and Japanese. YouTube videos show her towering over Japanese competition, not even jumping.
Man, that's not fair.
Not even jumping for game opening tip-offs and easily dunking. You think? So she's jumping, Ramona, against undersized Japanese competition.
Now, that's not fair. That's kind of like the transgender thing, man. We need some.
Oh my God. Associate coach Eric DeRue said the signing was the culmination of a 2-year focus on international recruiting. Okechukwu becomes the fifth international player. I think I change her name every time I say it. Becomes the fifth international player on the Red Raiders roster, joining teammates from France, Spain, and the Czech Republic. Gemma Nunez, Spain, and Sanogo, France, have started every game. Texas Tech is 17-16-0, so I had that right. Off to the best start in school history, and now they add the 7-1 check. Okay, I got to click on this. Oh, my God. It starts with her holding two. It starts with her. Okay, it goes to some commercial, of course. That's just what I needed. Let me see if I can skip this. It starts with her palming two basketballs, Ramona. She is palming two. Now, I assume they're women's basketballs. Here she is, still shot. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. She's grabbing one hand in rebounds. She's blocking shots while standing on the floor. She is standing on the floor blocking shots. She's not even, she doesn't even move. She just swings her arm. She doesn't even need to move. She just stands there and swings her arm. Oh, my God, this is the funniest thing I've ever seen on a basketball court. This is the most...
They can't.
This is the most...
Can't
they? This is the most absurd thing I've ever seen on a basketball court. I have to find a way to put this on my Twitter feed. This is Prospect Pipeline. And her wingspan is 7'4". This is her as a... she's blonde-headed in this. I'm watching some individual...
You're putting it on your thing now.
Yeah, I'm going to have to find a way to put that on my Twitter feed for people to see. But the images of her playing in Japan, this may be the funniest basketball video I've ever seen in my life. All right, we take a quick break. Wild Tip to the Red Rage. We'll be back.
Running a business means wearing multiple hats. So if you're like me, you probably started out using your personal phone, taking client calls and texts nonstop. As my business grew, I needed something smarter. That's when I switched to Quo, the number one business phone system. Quo works right on your phone or computer. No carrying two phones, no clunky landline, just one easy app you can try for free. Your team can share one number and handle calls and texts together, like a shared inbox. Any teammate can jump into the conversation so customers get faster responses. And Quo's AI assistant summarizes your calls and responds to customers 24/7 so you never miss a lead or opportunity. All this starts at just $15 a month. That's basically two coffees. You can even keep your current business phone number. Find out why 90,000 businesses trust Quo. No missed calls. No missed customers. Try Quo for free at quo.com/sports. That's quo.com/sports to try Quo free. quo.com/sports.
Hello, Clemson family. I'm Jeff Scott, former assistant football coach for the Clemson Tigers. I partnered with fellow Clemson alum Eric Newton to create Newton Scott Signature Homes, a smarter approach to luxury living. We're thrilled to announce our newest project, a brand new neighborhood development right here in Clemson. Our new community at Heatherwood will feature over a dozen homes hallmarked by thoughtful design, quality craftsmanship, and a seamless build experience from concept to completion. Visit us at NewtonScottSignatureHomes.com to start your build and learn more about this exciting opportunity. Go Tigers!
At Ingles, we know that fresh means local. The best ingredients don't come from a world away. They come from your own backyard, which is why we rise to the challenge of providing the freshest items you'll find anywhere. Getting our foods from the farms we support, to the stores we love, to the tables you treasure. Ingles, we're with you every step of the way.
...2008 was an incredible year for me and my family. Not only was it the year that I became head coach at Clemson, but it was also the year that I found the only dealership I need for sales and service. Toyota of Easley is my kind of place. If you are considering the purchase of a new or used vehicle or need your current vehicle serviced or repaired, then I encourage you to go see the winning team at Toyota of Easley. Be sure and tell them Dabo sent you.
Honor your graduates' achievements with a keepsake that truly stands out. Collegiate Legacy Designs offers handcrafted and hand-finished, fully licensed ring plaques for Clemson University and the Citadel, made by proud Clemson alum Greg Terry and his wife Julie. With unanimous five-star reviews and lots of repeat customers, these plaques make the perfect gift for Christmas, recent graduates, or upcoming graduates. Get your order in today at CollegiateLegacyDesigns.com. That's CollegiateLegacyDesigns.com.
This new year, get rid of that dad bod with testosterone and peptide therapy from Low Country Male. Right now, we are offering $200 off our initial consult package, and our plans start at just $7 a day. Our concierge treatment plans include testosterone, peptides, labs, and unlimited doctor visits. With 8 locations and over 10 years experience, come see why Low Country Male is the most trusted name in testosterone and peptide therapy. From BPC to CJC, we have a wide selection of growth hormone and recovery peptides. Book today, lowcountrymail.com.
Sports talk for people who love sports. Come on, there's no need to complicate things.
It can't be forced. It should just come about effortlessly.
We are the Roar, where every day is game day.
It began. I can't begin to know him, but then I know it's growing strong. Hand, touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you.
Walt Dip Tulip Road Rage. I may just watch this for the rest of the night, Ramona. This is the greatest thing I've ever seen. Ramona thinks it's the greatest crime ever committed in athletic endeavor. I think this is the greatest thing I've ever seen. It's just absolutely hysterical. You had all these little Japanese girls around this 7-foot-1 behemoth. And there was one point, Ramona, near the start of this, when she's playing, where she grabs the rebound with one hand. She just plucks the ball out of the air one hand.
Just standing there.
Right. But just to pluck the ball with one hand, I'm not even sure I've seen Will Chamberlain do that. You know, I mean, it's like the most unbelievable thing. And all these girls from they're like half her size.
It looks like she's playing with a bunch of little kids.
Little kids. It's supposed to be. It's on my Twitter feed now. Okay, you can check it out. However she says her name. Stephanie.
We got it.
Okachukwu.
We got it.
It's Okachukwu. I'm convinced of it now. I'm looking at it now. I'm looking at it eye level. Before I was waiting on the bottom of my screen. Stephanie Okachukwu. That's what it is. I'm going with that. It sounds good. Okachukwu. We got it. We're in rhythm.
Sounds
now.
Good.
Okachukwu. Yeah. 7-foot-1. 7-foot-1. Going to play Texas Tech. For Texas Tech in the middle of the season somehow. And all legal and kosher. Like, never played college basketball before. Who knows? She's probably like 46. You know, Ramona. Somebody needs to check her ID first of all. Let's check her ID. Let's get her qualified. This not the.
Yeah. See, Mr. In Offender, Aldi Crooks is who I meant.
Yeah.
She could defend her or whatever.
No, Aldi Crooks is wide. It's not tall.
Yeah.
She's not tall. Well, she's tallish for a woman, but she's very, very wide. In fact, you're not going to have two players built more differently than Aldie Cooks and
yeah, but the bigger they are, the harder they fall. See, the girl might get tipped over. She could tip her over.
Yeah, well, that would be that'd be an interesting matchup. Seeing if Aldie can use her thickness. Her thickness against, you know, the redwood tree, which is this woman. I mean, but seeing her play in this Japanese high school league is the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life. It's the funniest basketball video I've ever seen. It's on my Twitter feed. You should check it out. You'll thank me later. Shane has had no luck with Audi. Remember, we talked about how Audie Audie dressed up. Shane said no luck. He said, my girl Audie hasn't even called me back yet.
Oh, no.
Yeah, but he says, but I bet she can give Stephanie a good game. There she is. Look at her, Ramon. Look at her. Let me retweet this. Look at her. There's a close-up before. Look at the size of her arms. Look at the size of Audie's arms.
You're on her now. You're retweeting her?
Yeah. That's no Audi right there. That's more like an H1. That's more
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, it's more like an H1. So the H1 against our girl Stephanie. Yeah, we need to see that one-on-one match challenge. Yes. Yeah,
make it fair. If you're gonna do this, you might as well put them together.
Yeah, Looper, what's going on there, Looper?
Yeah, to somebody, I was looking on my Twitter account talking to somebody, and I saw it about 3 days ago, and that's what we were talking about, like, see her go up against Aubrey Cook.
Oh, you know, you saw this story 3 days ago? Looper's, like, always the first to know, because I hadn't seen it anywhere. No one else has talked about it. I found it this morning.
It was a couple of days ago, that she was going to be signed, and they're bringing her over here, okay. And I assume they done got it fixed. But the guy I was talking to on Twitter said he need to go up Aubrey Cook because, she's real tall, I have to admit. But, you know, you seen Bastard Pines, how they just don't get real big and round, and they go straight up. He said that'd be like a big redwood, Aubrey Cook, big redwood against a Bastard Pine.
Yeah. I don't know. 7-1 doesn't come down. 7-1 stays 7-1. When your arms are raised.
Boy, this woman's boxing the people.
Yeah. Yeah, well, Audi gets all the calls too, so we'll see. We'll see how it plays out.
I got to go see that on your Twitter account. I saw some video of her showing her dunking. She just barely jumped. I mean, she can get off the floor pretty quick.
Yeah. Again, my favorite thing in that one video is she plucks a rebound with her arm raised all the way over her head with one hand. She just plucks it out of the air with one hand. That's strange.
Yeah, I saw it. Yeah, that was against them little Japanese women, but, you know, they don't ever get no more than 5'2", so they do look like.
Just to be clear, this is not your humble road rage sermon to say any of that.
I didn't say that either.
That's right. We did not say any of that.
I said the average, about 5'2". You know, she looks like she's about 3 foot taller than him. But it's going to be something. One of their first games is going to be with Texas Tech.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Hey, is Iowa State on their schedule? They should be.
Well, yeah, I mean, I thought they knew. Yeah.
So
I have to look on there and see.
Yeah, that
they
could actually happen.
I don't think they played them yet.
Yeah, that could.
Because it's now getting into conference play.
Yeah, that could actually happen.
I'll have to watch that game.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That'll be must-see TV, 100%. What happened here? Oh, my God.
But she does look. I mean, they said, now, how old they say she was? I mean, in high school, she got to be, look like she's like 30-something in the face. But,
yeah, she does.
I mean, but.
Or maybe, like Belichick's girlfriend.
Yeah, or maybe more.
Did you see what players is coming back at? You know, it didn't make it. It didn't get drafted and all this, and they like 25. Yeah. They didn't get drafted. Now they let them eligible come back and play again so they can get the NIL money.
Yeah. Ridiculous.
We'll just take it off there.
All right, Looper. Thank you, Looper. All right, Romano. Let's get back to the game. So we've got our 7-4. So
you don't want to talk to Chad.
What?
Ted's on. You mean to put him on?
Oh, yeah. I lost it. I got the login forbidden now. Okay. Everything has gone sort of haywire. Right, okay. So, yeah, put Ted on.
All right, I got you.
Okay. I have no idea what time it is. There it is. Ted!
Hey, Walt. How are you doing?
Good, Ted.
Hey, I wanted to get your thoughts on Florida State picking up Ashton Daniels. Is that a decent pick?
Florida State people don't think so. They think that this
was... that's kind of what I'm reading, too.
Yeah, they think that you've missed out on all your top choices and had to settle for Daniels. I will say this.
That's kind of where I'm at, but we're picking up some other pieces, too. So.
Well, look, I think Daniels is actually a little more interesting player than most people think. I thought as a freshman at Stanford, I thought he was pretty good. He's athletic. He's a big quarterback. I think Auburn made a terrible mistake playing Jackson Arnold above him last year. I think he should have started. I think Daniels has some physical tools. He has some traits to work with. So this actually could work out for Florida State.
And he's going to be pretty mobile too, right?
Yeah. Yeah. He's athletic, live arm. There are things to like about Ashton Daniels. I mean, I don't know how you could possibly look at Ashton Daniels and Jackson Arnold and start Jackson Arnold over.
Would you say Ashton he was Daniels. An upgrade over Castellanos?
He's just such a different player. I mean, I think the one guy, for the most part, is going to give you a composed play, whereas Castellanos is like the ultimate wild card. You never quite know right. what you're going to get with him. So,
it's either Tommy touchdowns or Tommy turnovers.
Right, right. And so I think you're likely to get more consistent play with Daniels. You might not get the absolute top end, but I'm interested in it. I think it's a good pickup for Florida State at this point.
I'll take the rest off the air.
Yeah, thank you, Ted. It also may say something about.
I'm interested in it.
You've got. I have no access to it, Rana. It also may say something about Florida State's ability to pay players right now. Florida State almost looking like they're impoverished in some of these deals, because it seemed like for a day or two, like Florida State might have been in the driver's seat to get DJ Lagway. And the Florida State people reacted with mixed reactions to that even, but the Daniels news was not met positively at Florida State. But, I think Daniels actually has some ability. Even if you go back and track him at Stanford, I thought he had ability. And so I still do. I mean, it's up to Florida State to get the most out of it. We'll see whether they're capable of doing that. I don't know the answer to that. I mean, that remains to be seen. But that's where we are. All right, Ramona, let's get back to the slate of games. Now, by the way, you can find that on my page, and I can't check their schedule right now because I'm having a lot of trouble navigating back and forth here, more so than you are. All right, what do you got?
Okay, the next one is Mississippi and Georgia. Georgia is 6.5-point favorite.
And by the way, you're gonna have to hit me with a clock update because I don't have access.
You don't have a clock?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, as I just said, yeah, no big time, no clock. What was that game?
Mississippi and Georgia. 6.5 Georgia.
Yeah, and what was the breakdown here?
You got 7-5 Mississippi.
Well, the 7 were right. I picked Ole Miss to win the game outright, and that happened. People didn't believe in that. They thought it was a coaching mismatch and all this stuff. It was, as it turns out. Kirby got outcoached. It was a coaching mismatch. Kirby got outcoached again. In a big spot. Kirby went Lane Kiffin, and I understand it because I think Kirby knew better than most that this Georgia team was not what people thought they were. I think he squeezed every drop out of this lemon. I just don't think they were very good. And I think Gunnar Stockton played well, but the rest of that team, just not all that impressive. Nobody can really rush the passer again. The secondary was exposed again with the inability to get after the quarterback, with the inability to affect the quarterback. This has been a problem for Georgia in recent years, and it was a problem for them again. All this like wishful thinking of Herb Street and others who talked about how improved the Georgia defense was, I never saw it. I thought that it wasn't improved. I thought it was just a mirage. Fool's Gold, Pyrite. I thought it was that's what it was. I thought it was just a situation where Georgia just hadn't faced any real offenses essentially since Ole Miss. They got Ole Miss again. They had another 40 points scored on them. So I think that's the truth of what Georgia was. And I really thought Ole Miss would win the game. And I gave you the reasons. And I think they were the right reasons. I said I think they have the better running back, and they certainly have the better quarterback. And I think we saw that play out. I also thought they had the better team speed, and their receiving corps was better than Georgia's. And I think we saw all of those things play out. And Ole Miss took control of that game in the second half and led by 10 in the fourth quarter. And they were the deserving winner of that football game. They were the better team. And, you know, I think Kirby's got to go back to the drawing board a little bit. This is three straight years where they failed to make the national championship game. Now, again, I think this is the nature of college sports, college football moving forward. I don't think dominance is going to be there for anybody. I think the days of, you know, like Nick Saban at Alabama, or even, you know, Dabo Swinney's earlier dominance at Clemson, I don't think that's possible anywhere else anymore. I mean, I think you may have different champions like virtually every year. I think that's where we're headed. What else you have?
The next one is Rice and Texas State. State 13-point favorite.
Yeah, Texas State in the start.
13.5.
Yeah, I loved Texas State in this game. I thought this was one of the easiest plays of the bowl season, and it turned out to be. It started slowly. Texas State was only up 3 at the half, but the second half was just all Texas State, and they blew them off the field, and it was a complete blowout. And I really thought this is a game I took 1 second to pick. I just thought this game was played early. I just think Texas Tech is way better than Rice. A bad starch.
And then Cincinnati and
tasty.
Navy.
Tasty, though. Tasty starch. Texas State thought it was tasty, too. And blah. What was the makeup on that? What was the?
9-3, Texas State.
Really? Mm-hmm. Who were the poor souls who took Rice?
John and Morgan and Quap.
Huh? Okay. All right. What else do you have?
The next one is Navy and Cincinnati. Navy 7-point favorite.
Don't forget about my clock, please.
Right.
Okay. All right. What did you say there? What do you have?
Cincinnati and Navy 7-point favorite.
Yeah. You know, look, I'm not going against the service academies at bowl time. I took Army against UConn. Now, UConn had lost most of their team, and it seemed like an obvious pick to make. And here was a case where there's no Soresby for Cincinnati, and Cincinnati faded down the stretch, and Navy was still playing good football. And I just thought that Navy would eventually cover this, and they did. I mean, they wound up winning this game with some degree of comfort. Was it 28-7? 28-7? Tell me again, Ramona.
9-3.
No, the score was, I think the score was 28-7. Oh. At the clock, I'm looking for.
Oh.
Clock.
You got 15 seconds.
Okay. So Navy, we had Navy. The makeup was 9-3?
Yes.
In favor of Navy?
Yes, you got 5 seconds.
Smart people. We're done. I'll see you tomorrow. Walt Tip to the Road Rage.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Right now, for the ESPN Radio Sports Beat, I'm Evan Cohen.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
This is SportsCenter.
I'm Christine Lisi. A Super Bowl winning coach who averaged nearly 11 wins over the last 18 years is out of a job. 2 days after a loss to the AFC North rival Steelers that eliminated them from the playoffs, the Ravens fired John Harbaugh. Baltimore went into this season with Super Bowl expectations, started out 1-5, finished 8-9, missing the postseason for the first time since 2021. ESPN NFL insider Dan Graziano.
It has been difficult for the Ravens in recent years to have the kind of postseason success that they feel matches up with the rosters they have built. Last year, eliminated in Buffalo in a very disappointing fashion. The year before that, losing the AFC Championship game at home to the Kansas City Chiefs.